I'm afraid it's time for some experiments on you, Earthling. Fighting those restraints is futile. You are not the first to struggle, and I assure you that this won't be the last time in particular you will either. Oh, yes, I am very interested in you. The readings of your cortisol levels is rather high at all times, even in your sleep. And I need to do a few tests on you. You humans are so adorably primitive, and there's a few tricks and traits to subduing your kind. Your evolution has resulted in a lot of leftover hacks, shall we say. Things like getting your hair played with can trigger your rest state. What's that called again? Oh, the parasympathetic nervous system. I love the way you name things. Everything goes back to Latin. Even my stomach is yearning for you. Wanna hear, human? I can put my tummy on you. I'm so hungry for your results. But I'm not here for that. I'm here for testing. But my goodness, it's hard to not project caring sensibilities on you. Like a maternal bond. I could be your big sister, your mommy, or even an older caring woman next door. It's just so precious. Even now, your eyes are darting around, and now you're sizing up my chest. That's natural. You remember the milk that sustains you. Well, I shouldn't get too distracted. If I do, I end up needing to steal more time, which results in needing to give you a few more forget-me-nots on the other end. It's the blue serum. It's in this vial here. Ta-da! You hear it? Let me put it down again. It's named after that flower due to the deep blue shade. What can I say? Us alien girls love to observe. Let's get started. I already have the monitors in place. It's right behind your ear here. You hear that? It will be removed before I send you back down. So don't you worry, that simple-minded head of yours. Now to begin the work. I'll be looking at your results at all times, so I'll be able to see what does and doesn't trigger that response I'm looking for. You don't have to think. Honestly, it might be better if you stop thinking while I do this thing. I'm just gonna do a bunch of different stuff. Guide you. Stop using that human brain of yours. If you close your eyes, it might be better and, well, easier for you, silly. I don't have the most experience with humans. So a little awkward, but that's a secret between us. I've done it a few times before with all the varieties. You're not quite reacting like how I predicted, so I'm not sure what that means for us. But I like a challenge. Are you trying to make it hard for me? Kinda like that when I said that. That's weird. I can see it on the monitor. Don't lie to me. Humans. Why are your pupils dilating? You didn't think the experiment was gonna be hands-on. I have to test everything, silly. I don't have all the time with you. See? The forget-me-not's gonna get you soon enough. And you'll forget me. This is a different serum. I'm not allowed to use it on you. But sometimes the threat can, bring out emotions in people, shall we say? It's funny, whenever I move my hand, your eyes are tracking it. Aren't you not convinced that I'm not gonna hurt you? Did that make your head fuzzy? It cleans out your ears to make sure I'm doing this correct. I wonder if it bothers you that I don't have much experience. You think you're gonna accidentally do something silly? Mm-hmm. I take my role very, very seriously. Observing the results very well. Say, I am struggling with you. You really have some stress problems. There are ways we can relieve humans really quickly of cortisol, but I'm not really cleared for that yet. Between you and I actually don't know how any of it works. Might be catching on to something, but I won't tell you until I'm sure. So give me a few more, pretty please. Okay, one more, and then I think I've got you figured out. You humans are too easy.
So what I'm gathering is that hands-on stuff is way better. Do you like to be touched? It has to be related to the grooming habits and human socialization. How fascinating that it's so effective. I wonder if it matters what body part in particular it is. Let me try my hands first. Squish, squish, squish. Then, if I put my armpit on your face, that raised your blood pressure, but that didn't affect your stress levels. How curious. Do you like how I smell? What if I smelled you? To touch you for that result. Are we crossing into another layer of communication that I am not aware of yet? You humans and your facial expressions are something else. It's hard to read, but is it shock? Is it awe? Is it surprise? It just all blurs together for me. I would take your gag off, but I think Earthlings actually look way better with it on. Plus, it's fun being in power, but don't tell my supervisor I said that. Well, I can sniff you a little more. Oh, sorry for all my mouth clicks. I salivate a lot when I smell a scent that I enjoy. Would the taste of it be even better? Forgive me, human. It's all in the name of science, and I'm sure you understand. It's a needs-must basis. Nothing is above me, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. How irresistible. I could not have predicted that at all. More testing with you. Yes, it doesn't really matter how long. You don't need to go back to Earth anytime soon, right? If you have a job, well, frankly, it simply doesn't matter anymore. I think I need to put in a special request for you. There's always exceptions. And from what I just relished in, I am not letting you go, human. What kind of name shall I give you? Oh, I should explain. You'll be granted to me. I'll have full ownership, and you're my responsibility. You could keep your old name, or start fresh with me. so it's not a surprise. There will be an identity tag. All the alien girls will know you belong to me. Think of it like a collar. You'd look very pleasing to the Eisen one. Ah, that pink on your face. That's blushing. You like what I said then. Aw, how truthful your body is even when you can't talk. I want to see you blush more, to be honest. It's spurring me on. Why do Earthlings have to be like this? But you aren't every Earthling, no. So why are you like this? So precious and perfect and all mine. Now, let this alien girl see you.